Beauty and the Beast getting a lot of hype. And
yeah, we did get good ratings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we did. And so is the movie by the same name, by the way. Yes. And it may be a reference to the Trump-Merkel meeting, too, at the White House. You choose who's which. And joining us now at homeandhollywood.com from Hollywood, here she is, Lisa Johnson Mandel, our Hollywood insider, to tell us more about it. So is it worth seeing?
Oh, my gosh. Beauty and the Beast, they're expecting over $100 million because this is almost everyone's favorite Disney musical. And they haven't done the live-action version before. It's been done on television, but Disney has not done a live-action version. It's only been animated, but we all love the music.
Oh, yeah.
It's so great. Oh, my gosh, and that new release that they've redone the song with, oh, it's really beautiful, too. Anyway, one of the things it's gotten a lot of hype about is the big gay moment that you've heard so much about. And I'm here to tell you that that is a tempest in a teapot.
Oh, no, very good.
Yes. Let me reassure you that the whole issue is just ridiculously overhyped. Blink and you'll miss those few vaguely gay references. The rest of the film is a fabulous Disney epic. You might have heard, I know that some people are saying that LeFoon is gay, that Gaston's sidekick is gay. Well, he's not really gay, he's just confused.
Yeah, we've heard that before, right?
Yes. So, you know, if you choose not to go see it for whatever reason, it's going to be your loss because this is such a sheer delight from start to finish.
Indeed.
The costumes are amazing. Those big production numbers, especially Be Our Guest, incredible. Just so much fun to watch.
I just wish they would have brought Angela Lansbury back
that
for
been
the teapot.
Fun,
yeah.
Digitized her yes.
Well, you know, she's quite a bit older now.
Yeah, she's a little confused too.
Yeah, but I think she could still do it.
She could. She absolutely could, I'm sure.
You know what? Emma Thompson is just fine. If you remember, Mrs. Potts, I guess they could have made Chip her grandson.
Yeah.
They brought her back. But, you know, Chip is Mrs. Potts' son, so...
Okay.
So that could be one of the reasons that, you know, that wouldn't fly too well. Ewan McGregor is Lumiere, and Ian McKellen is Cogsworth, and let's see, Audra McDonald is Madame Garderobe, and Stanley Tucci is Maestro Cadenza. He's funny.
He's a great actor,
And then speak about great actors who you love. Kevin Kline is Maurice, Belle's dad.
Okay. Now, you're talking about the gay reference is so fleeting that this would be great. You take kids to it, and they wouldn't even probably notice, huh?
No, they wouldn't. Nothing happens. I will give you exactly the big gay moments, and there's no spoilers here. One of them is where the wardrobe spews. Then she does this in the cartoon too. She spews out. The villagers are attacking her. Our villagers are attacking the castle, and to protect it, to defend it, she spews out the things in her drawers and ends up dressing up three bad guys as girls.
Which isn't really a gay moment.
Two of them go, and run away. And one of them looks at her like, thank you, I like this.
Very nice, yes, I mean. Goes well with my shoes, too, don't you think?
It's really cute. Yeah, and then the other one is, in the end, when they have the big ball, LeFoon is dancing. They're all dancing. Everyone's dancing. And he's dancing with a girl. And this guy who's been dressed up as a girl cuts in. And that's
right.
It. And shows them dancing together for like a split second.
So no big deal.
So like you said, overhyped. No.
It was. All right. So, and then very quickly, because we don't really have any more time, there's one other film opening today about killing your coworkers.
Yeah, it's called The Belko Experiment.
Why are you looking at me like that?
It's like a B movie. It's a twisted social experiment about a group of about 80 Americans who are locked in their high-rise corporate office building in Colombia. And then they're ordered by some unknown voice coming over the company's intercom system, and they're supposed to kill each other.
Wow.
Sort of a deadly game of kill or be killed.
Yeah.
All right, so a typical sales meeting.
Yeah.
Right?
It's pretty silly.
All right, so what would you rate that on the silliness scale? Is it worth watching or
a B?
Well, if you're really going to see it, I'd wait till you can download it on
television. Okay, yeah. So
you know, at home,
it's a great movie for HR experts, I suppose, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're fired. All right. Well, we thank you for that assessment, and have a great weekend. We will talk to you a week from today.
Thank you. I'll be here for you. And in the meantime, adults, children, everyone, go see Beauty and the Beast because it really is a delight.
All right. Thank you so very much. Lisa Johnson Mandel, you can follow her on her website at homeandhollywood.com, on Twitter and Facebook.